Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul. As long as I'm spinning platters here on the Small Business Advocate Show, we're going to have a little bit of his music coming at you. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't want to waste any more time because we got our good friend Mike Daniels, our new friend Mike Daniels, but he's going to become a new friend. We're not going to let him get away. He's got too much stuff to teach us. This is a guy who acquired Network Solutions in 1995, back when the World Wide Web was the Wild Wild Web, which became the company that sold all of us in those days our top domain names. I bought all mine from his company in those days. I thought it was a utility. Well, he's written a book along with Robert Beister called Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, the Monetization of the Internet. Folks, please check this out. You will enjoy this history book, and it will teach you about the future. Mike, thanks again for staying with us. I'm really enjoying our visit. One of the things, I want you to give us some advice on how to go forward with the internet strategy of our business, Mike. But before we do that, I want to talk a little politics, just a little politics. One of the things I've been reporting on for at least 10 years has been the global politicalization of the ICANN organization, the people who run the domain, who are in charge of the domain names around the world, ICANN, as you know very well. And I'm worried that it's going to wind up getting in the wrong hands. Are you concerned about that?
Yeah, Jim, I've been concerned about that from the early days of the Internet. When we ran Network Solutions, why one of the things we worked with the United States government on as a private company was how do you go forward over the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years in global Internet governance? And ICANN was the structure we all came up with. But the core of that is that the United States government should always keep control of the infrastructure that really is the core of running the Internet. If it doesn't, it gets unbelievably politicized all over the world, and people do crazy things with it. So it's a real issue in my mind.
Well, I'm worried that the ICANN is going to wind up being another UN.
Well, there were people even back in the 90s, Jim, who talked about the United Nations should have jurisdiction of the Internet. ITU, International Telecommunications Union. So this is an argument and a debate that's gone on for well over 20 years and is not ending.
Well, and it's heated up a little bit recently in the wrong way, and this is why I'm encouraging my audience to talk to their members of Congress about this to make sure that they're not asleep at the wheel on this. Now, and the thing is ICANN is not, it was founded in the U.S., but it's actually managed by some really good stewards around the world right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the problem we all had was if you start to get into politicizing it, people thinking that everybody in the world has to have a say about it, there's no problem with everybody giving their views, but there's problems right with managing it so the Internet is not split apart.
Right. Right.
Now, that's a real
exactly
issue.
Right. Well, thank you for that perspective on things. Talk to us, my audience, about how you think small business owners should think about monetizing the Internet going forward.
Well, as I say when I give my talks around the country on our book, Jim, the Internet wave just continues. So what people ought to understand is this has been going on for about 20 years in terms of commercialization, or close to 20, but we're still in the early stages of all the technologies and business ideas
right
and strategies that will be built upon this continued Internet wave. So people really
what would you say to someone who says, oh, it's too late, everybody's already made all the money, there's nothing new, I'm so far behind, I shouldn't even get started. What do you say to somebody like that?
Don't believe that for a minute, because there are hundreds of businesses that are going on the Internet every day, week, and month in this country and all over the world. They're expanding their business internationally. They're getting customers through every way that you possibly can as they get on the Internet. So don't think that way. Start to understand it. Get your products and services out there, and you'll be amazed what happens because of this global coverage of the Internet.
Right. What do you think about social media as a monetization opportunity?
Oh, I think we're just seeing the very early days of that. When you see companies like Twitter and Facebook and what they're doing, and the millions and millions and now billions of people who are using those social networking sites, Jim, I think it's one of the most amazing things that's happened. So there are great ways to reach people, so you ought to be thinking about how to use it if you have a small business.
I've got about a minute left, Mike. By the way, is there a website that you'd like to send people to?
Oh, yeah. You go to msibook.com, and that's where you'll find all the information and be able to order directly through Amazon. So, again, it's msibook.com.
All right, msibook.com. Folks, check it out. I'm sure the book's available wherever books are sold.
Yep. Go to Amazon. That's the easiest way to get them.
Exactly. Okay. Mike, I've only got a few seconds, so will you come back another day?
Love to, Jim. Great to be with you and your guests today, all your small business owners.
We've got so much to ask you. You've got so much to teach us. I'm so happy that we found you. I'm proud of you for writing this book. It's a very important book. And I got some bad news for you, Mike. Once we find people like you, we're like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Thanks, Jim. Keep growing your businesses.
I appreciate it. Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, the co-author of Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, The Monetization of the Internet. Please check out that website. I'll take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.